You know what? I think some people think about Jesus and Jesus being born as a baby a little bit like this caftan. They think, well, what on earth was God thinking sending this baby? He doesn't fit me. He's not really my style. And, you know, if you follow him, you're likely to get ridiculed and mocked, much like I'm likely to get later. Perhaps Jesus seems wacky. He seems old-fashioned. He seems out of date and not for you. We're tempted to think, God just doesn't get me. If sending a baby into the world is the best that he's got to offer, well, it just doesn't cut it. He clearly doesn't understand my pain, my life, my frustrations, the things that make me anxious, the things that I'm hoping for in life. You know, how could he possibly? He's just so far off, isn't he? He's out there in the heavens somewhere. He doesn't know about me and my life. Well, the verses that the youth so wonderfully performed for us, the Zone children, thank you so much for that. Those verses have a really striking message for us. And that is that Jesus is the Christmas present we all need. Now, before we go on, I'm going to take this off so you don't get too distracted through the rest of the talk. Brilliant. So Jesus is the Christmas present that we all need. Now, some of the language in those verses were a little bit confusing, wasn't it? The words, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, was how that reading started. Well, what on earth is a high priest, we might be wondering? And why on earth do I need one of those? Well, the high priest was basically the guy that represented the people of God in the Old Testament. He was the go-between between the people of God and God himself. And in the temple, there was this massive curtain, okay? And it was a curtain right in the middle of the temple that separated the people off from where God was said to dwell. And only one person was allowed to go in there once a year, the high priest. And it was basically like a big do not enter, no entry sign. And so when we hear those words, since then we have a great high priest, it's reminding us that we all actually have a big problem, a big need. That is that we are cut off from God. There's like this big barrier in the way between us and God. Now, in that first film we watched right at the start of the service this evening, do you remember the bear that thought, you know, I'm just imperfect. I'm not what I should be. I think we all have a little bit of a sense of that, don't we? And that really is at the heart of what sin is. It's that barrier that cuts us off from God. It's when we reject God and say we want to do things our own way. Well, if you ever feel like God's not there or that he's really far off, it's not because he is a long way away. It's because there's this big barrier in the way. But the great news is that very first Christmas, God was breaking in and doing something about it. In the birth of Jesus, God is beginning to break down that barrier so that he isn't far off. Now, we often sing at Christmas time, and we've heard the word used already this evening. O come, Emmanuel. And that name for Jesus, Emmanuel, simply means God with us. Jesus is God with us. Now, we're used to wrapping presents up at this time of year. But what God was doing at that very first Christmas was wrapping himself up in a human body so that he could come and relate with us, so that he could come and know us, and ultimately, so that he could come and rescue us. Which means that, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, Jesus is not unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but in every respect has been tempted as we are. You know, when we were saying at the start, is Jesus, you know, God, is he just far off? He doesn't understand me? Well, he became like you. He took on flesh, so he understands us perfectly. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the TV program Undercover Boss. Has anyone seen that? Yeah, it's where the big CEO of a company gets disguised and then they go and work in their own company undercover to try and find out what it's like. Well, that first Christmas, that's exactly what God is doing. He's coming and being one of us, so he knows exactly what it's like to be human. He knows the things that we want, the things that are hard, the things that we need, because he became exactly like us in the person of Jesus. Except there was one important way that he was different. He was without sin. He didn't have that big barrier like we all do. He was perfect. He never did anything wrong. And so that meant he was able to give himself to save us, to remove this great big barrier, this big no entry sign that stops us from relating to God. Where priests in the Old Testament gave animal sacrifices, Jesus gave himself, dying on a cross. And because of this death, because of his great love, there's a great invitation this Christmas time. Now, one of the things I love about Christmas is getting together with the family. There's a picture of our Christmas last year with Jen's parents there. Isn't that one of the brilliant things about Christmas? And some of the people in our street video, when people were being interviewed on the street, were sharing, actually, that's what Christmas is all about to them. But you know what? If it's just about that, we're missing out on something amazing. And that is that we can be reunited to God, the one who we were made to know and made to relate with. Jesus is inviting us to an even better party. He says, look, yeah, your Christmas parties are great, but if that's all there is, you're missing out on something so, so much better. Verse 16 of our reading said, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The story of Christmas, that very first Christmas as Jesus was born as a tiny baby, is that God is coming near us. God is being made like us in order to bring us to himself. So Jesus truly is the present we all need. Where once there was a no entry sign, there's a welcome. It's like the best family reunion ever. God says, you can come to me now, trust in my son Jesus, and you can be with me. You can come to the very throne room of heaven and find all that you need in me. Now, we might be tempted to think there are a whole load of other things that we need before we need Jesus. You know, we might be looking forward to unwrapping our new Amazon Fire tablet, or our Beauty and the Beast tea set, or the Paw Patrol Sea Patroller that we've been longing for. But no. Those things and our enjoyment of them will be short-lived, won't they? But Jesus is the Christmas present we all need because he offers us joy that will last forever. So, this Christmas time, can I encourage you, as you get together with your families, as you unwrap your presents, and as you tuck into your great feasts, and as you unwrap those presents, don't forget, the very best Christmas present that you need desperately is Jesus. He understands you completely. He isn't like that kaftan, pointless, useless, unnecessary. He is exactly what you need. And so, can I encourage you this Christmas? Come back next Sunday evening to one of our Carols by Candlelight services. Take one of the Mark's Gospels that we'd love to give you and read more about Jesus. Learn more of him. Because without him, you are missing out on knowing the God that you were made to know. And he says today, you can come through me and know God and know him for eternity and be loved in a way that you've never been loved before. Let me invite the musicians up, and they're going to come and lead us in our final carol, O Holy Night.